with us and you're just having a light lunch, like you might be having, you know, just a bit of salad or grilled prawns or a bit of seafood like that or the like, or even if it's just a chicken seasoned salad, then there's nothing better with a white wine on a day like today. And Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, Windy Peak style is the only way to go. Whichever way you look at it, whenever you pick up a De Bortoli wine, you know you're picking up a wine of quality. Now, we give you the chance of winning the twin pack of Windy Peak. So why not today, Simon? Two bottles of wine. We want two answers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's two answers required for today's quiz. Two bottles of wine, two answers, why not? The phone number, 13 53 53. And I think you could call this, say, you know, a cryptic quinella, okay? It's a cryptic quinella. So there's two answers. Both horses are running today. We require the names of these two horses running today. The first and second part, here we go. And believe me, it's pretty easy. I was sitting under an apple tree at Coolmore Stud, and an apple fell on my head from a long way up. After this happened, I heard this.
You'd be picking another tree to sit under if you had to hear that every time an apple fell on your head, wouldn't you?
I think it's pretty easy. It's a cryptic quinella.
Yeah.
I was sitting under an apple tree at Coolmore Stud. It could have been anywhere, but Coolmore Stud, I think they own the horse. And an apple fell on my head. After this happened, I heard this.
Hang on, let me re-cue it, Paul.
I've got to re-cue it.
No, there's plenty of people calling, and we have Rob. We have Rob from Voyager Point. I can't recall Rob winning from Voyager Point.
No, Rob from Voyager Point.
Yeah,
I don't think we've ever had anybody from Voyager Point win.
No.
So Rob from Voyager Point, you've done pretty well. Where is Voyager Point? It's not up there, Byron Bay, is it? It's started down here, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I can't say I'm familiar with Voyager Point.
Yeah, Voyager Point's down here. It's not up there, if I can put it that way, I'm sure. Okay, Rob from Voyager Point. We didn't go very good. I was sitting under an apple tree at Coolmore Stud. An apple fell on my head. Well, of course, that happens to be gravity. And Sir Isaac Newton was the one for writing the mathematics on gravity. Sir Isaac Newton is in the Caulfield Cup. And, of course, the bagpipes could only possibly be Scottish. So there you go.
There you go. Right. That's the quinella. I'll have a little look at that quinella. So numbers 5 and 4. At this point, it's a $41 result at this stage with what's in the pool. So it could be worth throwing a few bob on.
Just for the cryptic quinella stage of it, that'll be fine for sure. Okay? And don't forget, if you want a great Australian wine, try the Windy Peak.
good on you, Paul. Always good to talk to you, as always. Paul Ambrosoli there. Now, 23 minutes to 11. I'll take a break, and then we'll either preview Wentworth Park or Menangle. It'll be one of the two.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. Be part of the thriving coffee industry. Find out more at their free information seminar on October 22. See The Coffee Guy van in action. Try the coffee. Meet the franchisees. Spaces are limited. Register online now to qualify for one of three 6K startup bonus packs. Find out more at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
You're listening to The Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
Now, we're still chasing up Mick Dummersney for the information from Menangle. So what we might do is take a look at Wentworth Park Greyhound Racing. Tim Newbold, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. We've got 10 tremendous heats of the Group 1 Vic Peters to be held at headquarters tonight. We've got interstate representation and a number of very, very good greyhounds from New South Wales going around as well. It promises to be a cracking series.
Tab fixed odds at the moment are just suspended, so unable to help you with the up-to-date markets. So let's take a look at it, Tim. The first of the Vic Peters seats gets underway at 28 after 7, and the reserves come out.
Number 4, Magic Ambush, on top here. He's a Victorian debuting at Wentworth Park. He's had one run here in New South Wales. That was a pull-on last time out. It was a solid effort first up here in this state. He has got really good form down in Victoria. He's run 29.50-odd around Sandown Park and also quick times at a number of other tracks. If he can bring his Victorian form to Wentworth Park, he'll go very close. Number 4, Magic Ambush. To beat number 3, Gate Blaster, who lacks early dash, but he is strong at the end. He'll be looking to get over near to the rails around the first time. He'll power to the line. Then 7, Centrico, who is debuting at the track, is rising sharply in grade, but in the astute hands of Mark Gatz, so you've got to throw him in. And then number 8, Big Daddy B. 4, 3, 7, and 8 in the opener.
So 4, 3, 7, 8, the numbers in race 1. Now in race 2, the second heat, we've got a late scratching. 1, Viradale Boy has come out. The other scratchings are 7, etc. and 10, Frankenstein.
Okay, I didn't realise that when I had the scratchings earlier. Well, the amended numbers are 5, 3, 4, and then throw in number 8, Dynamite Diesel. Had number 5, Clocks Ticking, on top before the scratching. The main danger was Berrydale Boy. Clocks Ticking, he can be a little touchy at box rides, but when he does hit the ground, he's got a great turn of speed. He's been racing really well at Wentworth Park in recent weeks in a bit tougher company. He's been going around in free-for-all grade a few times. He only needs to get away in a clean note here, and I think he'll win number 5, Clocks Ticking. To beat number 3, Winston Sniper, who lacks genuine dash, but he'll find the line strongly. Then number 4, Cosmic Tumble, he can improve on recent runs. And then number 8, Dynamite Diesel, 5, 3, 4, and 8 in race 2.
So 5, 3, 4, 8 the second. The third heat, reserves out.
Number 8, Got a Moment, is a box 8 bandit. He's unbeaten in 3 runs. From the 8 alley. He's got a railer drawn on his inside, so he's going to get plenty of room to charge right down the outside. He rushed to the lead at the first turn, and he'll take some pegging back if he does take control. To beat number 4, Full Stop Period, who is a capable greyhound when he's on song. He can be a little hard to catch, but when he does nail the jump, he's got high speed, and he can run very quick time when he's on song. Then number 5, Nengar Bear, and throw in 7, Maya Herrera. 8, 4, 5, and 7.
8, 4, 5, 7 in the third race. The fourth heat reserves out. The first leg of the big six at 28 past 8.
Number 2, Spring Creek Bill, is shooting for the hat-trick here, and I think he can get it. He's won his past couple at Wentworth Park in good times. He's well drawn down near to the rails here. He's yet to miss a check in 8 runs at Wentworth Park. He's got a moderate beginner drawn on his inside, so he's going to get every chance to drive hard and take control here, and he'll go close. Number 2, Spring Creek Bill, on top. To beat 4, Wicked Warrior, who will strip fitter for his most recent run at Bullite. He's won 4 out of 5 at Wentworth Park. He's run very quick time. He's a high-speed greyhound. Main danger, number 4, Wicked Warrior. Then number 3, Good Odds Bricky, and throw in number 1, Manzanares, who will be strong through the line. 2, 4, 3, and 1.
2, 4, 3, 1, the fourth race. Race 5 gets the quaddy underway with a $20,000 jackpot. Scratchings of 7, Tailor-Made Star, and 9 and 10.
Number 2, Reefton Treasure, is one of the strongest greyhounds in New South Wales. He hasn't got a great deal of early dash, but he should be able to hold a position here around 4th or 5th over on the fence, and he'll really get into his work mid-race, and he'll power to the line. He just needs an even share of luck, and I think he'll win number 2, Reefton Treasure. To beat 3, Zambora Idol, who has been racing a little below par in recent times, but I can see him improving here, the where he's drawn. He has run pretty quick time at the track. Then number 8, Winsome Spring, and throw in 6, Whipper. 2, 3, 8, and 6.
2, 3, 8, 6, race 5 across to race 6, and the scratchings in this heat, 7, Blabbermouth, along with the reserves.
One of the more tougher heats, 1, 8, 4, 3 are the numbers here. Number 1, Hernando Khan, he's got a great record from the inside alley. He just needs to get away on a clean note. There's plenty of early speed in this race, and they'll be coming down hard from the outside. If he can just hold his ground in the run around the first turn, he might just sit parked on one of the weaker or speedy, weaker greyhounds at the 5.20, and he'll knuckle down at the end. I think he'll get close, and he's around the $4.50 mark in early markets. He's got a tremendous chance. To beat number 8, Red Caliber, who led all of the way at the track on Wednesday night, she's getting stronger with each and every run. She's well drawn to rush down the centre. She was $9 in early markets. She's a great roughie. Then number 4, Black Hole Sun, and then number 3, Reviewer, who was the early favourite at $3, but he's become a very, very costly greyhound. He's very capable, very quick on his day, but recent runs... he's got around his favourite each time, but he has been a little disappointing. 1, 8, 4, and 3.
1, 8, 4, 3, race 6. Race 7, scratchings of 2 Mornington Star along with reserves.
Number 3, Ando's Mac, is the best bet on the card. Bet $2.10 was the price tab.com.au were betting earlier, and that's a great price. I think he'll start closer to $1.70 tonight. I think he'll just win number 3, Ando's Mac. He was unlucky when he finished midfield at his most recent run in free-for-all company at Wentworth Park. He was punching for the lead around the first turn. He just couldn't quite cross a greyhound who has won many, many races and 3 group races at the first turn. That greyhound went on to win the race. This guy can run 29.6 when he does find the lead. I think he'll be winning number 3, Ando's Mac, best bet on the car. To beat 7, Slamming Thunder, who's a consistent greyhound. Then number 1, Rip and Rose, and throw in number 5, She's Sublime. 3, a good thing to beat 7, 1 and 5.
3, 7, 1, 5. Race 8 to wrap up the quaddy at 10-10, reserves out.
Rip Zeleny, he's a powerful chaser who loves racing at Wentworth Park. I think he's beautifully drawn out in the 7 alley tonight. He's got a pacing railer drawn on his inside who should give him a bit of room to move. The greyhound on his outside in the 8 alley, he's a moderate beginner, so he's going to get fresh air to get mobile in the first 30 or 40 metres and then unleash mid-race. Oh, gee, I think he'll go close. Number 7, Ritzolini, to beat number 4, Benteke, who represented New South Wales in the national sprint back at Angle Park in August. He now returns to New South Wales for the first time since winning the New South Wales final at Wentworth Park. He's a high-speed greyhound. He can run flying times. Logical danger. Then number 8, Barking Bad, and throw in number 3, Spring Bloom. 7 to beat 4, 8 and 3.
7, 4, 8, 3. Race 9, the second last. Take out 4 No Apologies and 10 Secret Gold.
Looking for a bit of value here at number 6, Chaser. On his night, he's capable of running flying times. He's very touchy at box rise, but when he does get mobile, he really whistles through the second and third sections. He might get a nice card across here following the lid-pinging She's a Grand. She's got plenty of early dash, and she does look the early leader, and I think she might make the race here for Chaser at a bit of value. I think he's got a good chance. To beat number 8, Mr. Twister, who is unbeaten in 3 runs at the Gardens, resumed from a break at his most recent run and recorded 29.58, which is a flying run around that track. Debuting at Wentworth Park, but in the astute hands of Jason McKay, so he'll be well educated at Wenny. Then number 1, Wicked Pedro, and throw in 7, Moonstone Khan. 6 at value to beat 8, 1, and 7.
6, 8, 1, 7, and race 10, the last at 10.31, reserves are out.
Number 4, Elantris, is no doubt in the world the quickest greyhound in the race. He's got a massive, massive engine, but his box traits are a little worry. He just needs fresh air to get mobile, get rolling into his stride, and when he does, he really unleashes. I wouldn't like to take short odds, but, gee, if he does get room to move, I think he will win, but I wouldn't want to take anything under $2.50 to $2.60. 4 on top to beat 7, Runway Idol, who's the value in the race. She's a brilliant beginner with high speed, likely leader. Then number 8, Winsome April. She'll be running home at the end. And then number 3, Vince Vaughan. 4, 7, 8 and 3 to wrap it up.
4, 7, 8 and 3. So pretty keen on Ando's Mac in race 7. Was there another special on the card?
Yeah, Ando's Mac, race 7, number 3, and I'm pretty keen on Ritzolini, race 8, greyhound 7. He was around the $3.20 in earlier markets, and that is a fair price.
And for a man who's got a good record in the Caulfield Cup, Tim, what are you plonking the hard-earned on this year?
I I thought it was hard to go past a favourite, Jamaica Simon, but she's pretty short in the market at the moment, so I think I'll probably sit out this year, which will be the first time in a little while, because all of my multis and the earlier bets, they haven't made the field, unfortunately. That's been a donation.
Yeah, well, you can't win them all, can you? Get on you, Tim. Thanks very much for your time. Good calling tonight.
Thanks,
Simon. Timmy Newbowl there, the first Wenty coming up at 28 minutes after 7.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
And we'll take a look at Kevin Newman free-for-all night at Tabcorp Park Benangle from Harness Racing New South Wales. Michael Dummers, he joins us. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Simon. How are we?
Very well, thanks. I've got a good Group 3 on the card tonight. It looks a solid program.
Yeah, great card tonight at Tabcorp Park Menangle. Hopefully this warm weather keeps up and the track will be nice and fast and they can smash the clock out there at Menangle tonight.
And we do have a Tab jackpot tonight on the first four of the feature race, at $10,000 on the Kevin Newman free-for-all. I'll get your thoughts for the card, Mick. The first event is a Garrard's Pace. It's an MO only and there's 12 to line up with no scratchings.
Yeah, I've come up with number one here on top, which is Mojo Major. I think it's a special best bet of the card. It goes from gate one here. Robbie Morris and Kerri-Ann Turner combined last time out ran a very, very good mile rate of 153.3. That was in a C4 to C6 race. Comes back, gets up to an MO here, but I think if it can hold its own from the inside and lead them up and get a cheap quarter, it'll be very, very hard to beat number one, Mojo Major. For second, we'll go in number four, Beaver. Was down the track last time out, but before that was running a very good second at Menangle. He's a definite danger, Beaver, if he can find a nice position. For third, we'll go in number 11, Eric Clapton, trying to get a good run courtesy of the inside of the second line. And for fourth, number eight, which is Medal of Honour. My numbers here in race number one are one a special from 4, 11 and 8.
So one a good thing there from 4, 11 and 8. Race number two is an M1 only. The one scratching is 10 Coldplay Road.
Yeah, race number two here, number 11 on top for me, Blower Cloud. I'm a massive fan of this horse. Last time out, he ran a very slick 150.7 and done it outside the leader to win the Group 3 final for the MO to M1 horses last week at Menangle. He's just got to get a bit of luck from the inside of the second line, but David Morris takes the reins. He's a very good driver, and Kevin Pizzuto, his team's flying at the moment. So number 11 on top for me, Blower Cloud. For second, we'll go with number five, Shannon's a Blast. This time last year, this fellow was lining up for, or getting ready to line up for an Inter Dominion. He gets back to an M1 here. He gets himself into this really nicely. Shannon's a Blast. So we put him in for second. For third, we'll go in number two, Our Hijinks. Was just too bad to be true last time out. Should be able to push forward here and get a prominent position. He's a definite player. And for fourth, we'll go with number nine, which is Match Point. My numbers here in race number two are 11, 5, 2 and 9.
11, 5, 2, 9, the second. The third race is an MO to M1. The scratchings, there's no scratchings. In fact, 12 runners.
Yeah, for the mares here, race number three, number four on top for me, Tim Sinara. I think this mare will get the jump on her rivals here, be able to get across to the pegs. And if she's able to do that, Luke McCarthy's got options from there and she'll be very hard to beat. Last time out was a good third. Before that was a good second when she clocked 153.2 herself. And I think she'll be able to get that nice, cosy run. El McCarthy in the bike be very hard to beat. Number four, Tintanara. For second, we'll go to number 12. Gina Grace has been flying. Had her past due. Was a good winner last time out. Just has to overcome that second line draw. But if she's able to do that, she'll be right in this. For third, we'll go in number nine, Sudden Change. Just draws a little bit wide, but will push forward. Maybe be that horse to give Tintanara a little bit of cover. So we'll put it in for third, and for fourth, we'll go in number 10, which is Helen's Bonus. My numbers here in race number three are 4, 12, 9 and 10.
4, 12, 9 and 10. The third over to race four. Now, this one's the claimer, and 12 to line up. Nothing scratched.
Yeah, the king of the claimers, Leon Jurd's horse I'm putting on top here, number 9, Astronaut. He's a dead set flyer off the arm, and he should be able to get across here from gate number 9 and lead them a merry dance. Clock 152.6 last time out, when only just narrowly going down. He did have to do a bit of work on that occasion, and I think from gate 9 tonight, if he's able to get any sort of a breather up front, it'll be very, very hard to run down number 9, Astronaut. Jimmy Rattray to take the drive there. For second, we'll go in number 8, which is Overlap. was a good fourth last time out. Before that was winning in good fashion in a claiming race at Menangle, so we'll put it in for second. The third will go with number 12, LMR Hanover, has been flying at his past, three of his last four. Forget about where he ran last. Things just didn't go right for him, so we put him in for third, and for fourth, we'll go with number 2, Al Mel's Dream. My numbers here in race 4 are 9, 8, 12 and 2.
9, 8, 12 and 2 in the fourth race, 5 a C3 to C5. The scratching is number 3, Nimble Jack.
Yeah, race number 5 here, another special for me in this race. We might get a nice little bit of odds here about number 5. Quick Turn was a good winner last time out over the middle distance at Menangle. Drops back to the mile but has been flying. Gets a claim here for Jack Trainer. Ian Wilson is the trainer. And, like I said, last time out was very, very impressive. He is a horse that can race on speed or even take a sit and be hitting the line strongly. So I think he's just got that turn of foot to win this race. Number 5, Quick Turn, will make him a special. For second, we'll go with number 2, Star Rider. His last two things just haven't gone right for him. Go back three and four starts ago when he ran a couple of nice placings at Menangle. So we'll go with him for second. For third, we'll go with number 6, which is Take to the Sky, another one that should be sitting up and hitting the line strongly. And for fourth, number 11, which is Admiral Bronski. My numbers here in race number 5 are 5, a special from 2, 6 and 11.
So 5, a good thing from 2, 6, 11. Race 6 is the Garrard's Kevin Newman free-for-all at Group 3 level. And no scratching, so 11 to line up. And I do have the tab fixed here. 11, Lenny the Shark is $1.40. 4 Blazer Men Cullen, $6. And the other one in single figures is 5 All Black Stride Mix, $7.50.
Yeah, very interesting race here, the Kevin Newman Cup. We see Lenny the Shark make his return. He's on a path to the Inner Dominion, and David Aiken bringing him up to Menangle. He thought that would be the right option for Lenny, and I think he has pulled the right rein. He should be able to win this race, Lenny the Shark. $1.40, that's short odds, but I think he should be able to make that just here in this race. He's coming off a second last time out behind his stablemate in Hector JJ before he went first. So Chrissy Alford won't muck around. It'll be off and gone on him, and hopefully he'll run a bit of time here in the Kevin Newman free-for-all in good stead to head to Perth for the Inner Dominion. Number 11, Lenny the Shark, on top for me. For second, we'll go with number 5, which is All Black Stride. Makes a big leap up into open class here, but going back to his juvenile career, he was a very, very nice horse. He was a good winner last time out, so we'll put him in for second. For third, we'll go with number 2, Monofeet, the stablemate to All Black Stride. Should be able to get the good run here from gate number 2, and for fourth, number 4, which is Blazin' and Cullen. My numbers here in race number 6 are 11, 5, 2 and 4.
11, 5, 2, 4. Race 7 is a C1 to C2 at the scratchings of 1, the boys GNP, and 10, Happy Ever Laughter.
Yeah, race number 7 here, and I'm really keen on number 8 in this race. Look and listen, forget about its last start. It jumped up to MO grade, gets back to a C1 to C2 here. Should be just winning this race. Darren Hancock's a very good preparer of horses, and he should be able to push forward here aboard Look and Listen, find the prominent position. His horses are flying at the moment. So number 8 on top for me, Look and Listen. He was a good winner going back 2 starts ago in quick time. For second, we'll go with number 6, which is Summertime Lizzie. Should push forward here from gate number 6. Is a horse that likes to race up on speed. She should be the danger. For third, number 13 on the back line, which is Spike Bromack, with a very good winner of his heat last start. And for fourth, we'll go with number 4, which is Absolution. My numbers here in race number 7 are 8, 6, 13 and 4.
8, 6, 13 and 4. And race 8 is the last event, the Garrard's Real Rewards Trotters. And there's no scratchings here, 10 to line up.
Yeah, a very even sort of a trotter's race to finish the night. I have gone with number 7 on top, though, which is Iona Grinner. The numbers next to his name don't stack up real well, but he has been racing against the paces when he ran 7th and 6th. They were at Bathurst in the heats of the Canola Cup. And then he's come out and just thrown the toys out of the cot last time out and done everything wrong. He does link back up here with Todd McCarthy, though, and they have a very good combination, Troy Williams and Todd McCarthy, with this trotter. So I'm going to forgive his last start effort and put him on top, number 7, Iona Grinner, in a very even race. For second, we'll go with number 9, Machu Young Jacob. Was going very well when running 3 seconds in a row, and then last time had to sit outside the leader. Things just didn't go right for him. He will be driven aggressively if Lauren Tritton is able to, so we'll put him in for second and make him the danger. For third, we'll go in number 10, Visualise, a good third last time out. For fourth, number 5, which is Balmoral Boy. My numbers here in the lucky last are 7, 9, 10 and 5.
7, 9, 10, 5. And just recapping those two specials.
Yeah, race number 1, Mojo Major, and we'll go across to race 5. number 5, which is Quick Turn.
Thanks for your time, Mick. Enjoy your harness racing at Tabcorp Park Menangle tonight.
Thanks, Simon.
Mick Dummersney there. The first at Menangle gets underway at 25 after 6. We'll take a break, and in a race from New Zealand, the second from Rotorua is just 3 minutes away, where Indian Maid is at 4:20. After Rotorua, we'll get into the morning's previews. We'll start with Morfordville, following the Adelaide preview with Peter Ellis, Steve Bourne to take a look at Caulfield, and in at around 11:30, Simon Dinopoulos and Hayley Adar with their best for the afternoon. As far as our Randwick preview is concerned, Darren Flindell with his selections for the meeting at around 11:45, and the late mail for Randwick with Quinny and Darren is penciled in for 11:10. It's a minute to 11.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated, and with over 300 new Mazdas in stock, has the best selection and the best prices. Whether it's a VT50 Ute from our Mazda Ute Centre, the stylish Mazda 3, or the Mazda CX-5, an SUV like no other, Penrith Mazda Centre has all the choices. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Nothing beats fresh underwear. And when it comes to fit, style, comfort and wearability, nothing beats Mojo Down Under. This Australian-made men's underwear range is simply ordered online. Just pick your style, then pick your size, and they take care of the rest. Mojo Down Under will initially send you 3 pairs of Mojos, then 1 pair of Mojos each month. The longer your subscription, the more you save. Mojo, underwear for the everyday sportsman. Visit mojodownunder.com.
The Amarok Highline Runout Sale is on now. This top-of-the-line workhorse can be yours from only $53,990 drive away, including free 8-speed auto, plus $2,000 cash back. But you'll need to hurry, because with premium features like Bi-Xenon headlights, a rear-view camera, satellite navigation and permanent four-wheel drive, you just know they won't be in the showroom for long. Offer ends October 31st. Conditions at vwoffers.com.au.
Moving from school to work is exciting, but for students with disability, a smooth transition to taxpayer is not always simple. Using films from the Focus on Ability Film Festival, interviews with parents, employers and workers with a disability, Nova Employment is hosting free events that showcase the achievements of students and to answer your NDIS questions. Nova Employment invites you, your students and any parents worried about the transition process to call Donna on 1300 Ability.
Let's get to Rotorua now for race 2. 5 Indian Maid is at 390, 3 Jackie X 470, 1 Jet Charged 630, and 7 Enjoy the Ride $7.60. They're about to move forward.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Get along home. Cindy was placed, fourth on a Hebe 10 out of Pukekohe 2 starts ago, and behind Kingsington, who's won again since, and then was beaten at Hawke's Bay in a 65 behind Freddie Ladd. Keep her in mind, number 9, 1090, 310. Look, she was very unlucky 2 starts ago. She sort of nearly